WJTL, it's Brandon Lake, Miracle Child. Good morning to you at 7:04.
Fred, you and I have been talking back and forth a little bit, and I think it was more for me than for you, but I was shocked that Memorial Day is already this Monday.
Here it is. It's Monday.
I know. It's ridiculous.
Start
but with
of the
that,
summer.
With that comes the parade that's happening in Mount Joy. It's the Memorial Day parade. They're happening this Saturday. When you get there, be sure to cheer and say hi as our crew passes by. Parade steps off at 2 p.m. Hope to see you there.
Our very special guest, our friend Tyler Hoover, is here. He is the managing director for Servant Stage. Good morning, Tyler.
Good morning, Fred. Thanks.
Love your Phillies hat.
Thank you very much. It's a good time to be a Phillies fan.
And it matches your Servant Stage shirt, which I also love.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Anybody you want to give a shout out to this morning?
I would love to say good morning to my wife, Sandra, and any of our kids who might happen to be awake yet.
They're probably all awake.
I don't know.
Since you left your wife at home with the kids, so they're up.
Is that the way it goes?
That's just how the world works.
Yeah, maybe.
You've been coming on to tell us about Servant Stage for many years now. How long have you guys been around?
Servant Stage has been around since, unofficially about 2011, but officially 2014.
So, wow.
Yeah, been so a
over
while.
10 years.
Yeah, it's been an exciting
and
ride.
What are some of the shows you've done in the past?
We've done a lot of big Broadway shows. People would know, like The Music Man, and last year was The Sound of Music, and My Fair Lady, and some of those classics. We also do a lot of original review shows ourselves. So Rock Around the Clock was a big 50s, 60s rock review we did. Jingle Bell Jukebox was a Christmas show last year.
Sure.
That we did. We've also done some adaptations of stories people would know, like Dickens' A Christmas Carol is kind of one of our flagship Christmas shows that comes around every once in a while. And then tons of youth programming. We do about 6 youth productions a year with 50 to 60 students per production. And that just continues to grow and grow. And there's such an exciting enthusiasm and demand there for youth education and programming. So it's been exciting.
When you guys initially started Servant Stage, what was the thought? What was the idea? What did you want to accomplish?
Our mission with Servant Stage really is to make outstanding musical and theatrical experiences available and accessible for everyone. And so we saw kind of the two inhibiting factors for folks were physical limitations. They can't get out to see theater. They can't come to the theater. Or financial. They just can't afford $50, $60, $70, $100 or more dollars a ticket. And so we started taking our shows out into the community and bringing them to parks and schools and retirement communities and churches and theater spaces. And now we're up to 50 to 60 venues a year. And then offering all of our shows as pay what you will. So whatever folks are able to afford, they can come, enjoy a show, bring their family, have a great time, and experience the magic of live theater together.
What are some of the challenges of trying to make live theater work in a different location every day?
It takes some adaptability and ingenuity to come in and say, how do we make this work in this space?
Right.
When we are touring a show versus like Fiddler on the Roof, which we'll talk about shortly, which is coming to LBC, that's more of a parked show where we're coming in, we're setting up a large set and lighting and all of that.
Right.
When we're touring a show, we go into it with that mindset, knowing this has got to work whether there's aisles or not, whether there's a backstage or not. And we put up our pipe and drape and are able to make it adapt to each space. So there's definitely intentionality that goes into that. But really, it's about what are we bringing to whatever the venue we're coming to. And so we do our best to bring an outstanding product, but we know at the end of the day, what we're there for is the connection.
Yeah.
That we're able to look into their eyes, chat with them after the show, and especially some of the retirement communities and such around here. It's been incredible, the stories we have of just, they look so forward to us coming, and there's such great relationships we've been able to build there.
Yeah.
That the show is great. That's always our goal, but it's honestly secondary. It's the people, it's the relationships, and the rest takes care of itself.
Now, you said Fiddler on the Roof. It's coming up next week. Tell us about that.
It is. We are heading into Tech Week. So next weekend, we open Fiddler on the Roof at Lancaster Bible College. It's been on our list to do for the longest time, and we were so excited when we finally got the rights to do it.
Yeah.
It's going to be our biggest show ever. It's massive 84-person cast. And our live pit orchestra and a huge set. It's been pre-selling like no show we've ever had. So I just checked on it this morning. We've got over 9,200 tickets reserved for those 3 weekends.
That's amazing.
So it's exciting. Yeah, we can't
wait. I love that you have a pit orchestra, because a lot of times you'll go to a show and just because of the cost and not being able to find players, you know, it's canned music. So, but there's something about a live orchestra that's just so special.
Nothing like it. And especially with a show like Fiddler, where you've got some of those players getting on stage and being involved in the action. We've got our fiddler on the roof for one, but there's other players too that get up and engage with the cast.
Which I love.
So yeah, there's nothing like it.
Yeah. So it's happening next weekend starting Friday. And it's going to be Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
It's actually more than that. It's next weekend. We open on Friday, yes. Right. But then we run the following two weekends, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Oh, Thursday,
Sunday.
Okay, yeah.
And then actually, but wait, there's more.
But wait.
Because of the ticket presales, we've added Wednesday night, June 5th as well.
Yeah.
So we keep tacking on where we can to find more opportunities. Again, want to make sure everyone's able to see it. And many of the performances are already selling out. So want to encourage
Love
folks
it.
To get their tickets.
So how can they get those?
Servantstage.org is the easiest way to do it. Or give us a call, 717-455-0255.
We'll talk more with Tyler coming up. So we invite you to stick around. Music on the way too. Stephen Stanley, Francesca Battistelli, and more next.